Your words carry more power than you can ever imagine. And even though James tells us that we can't really ever completely control our tongue, with the Holy Spirit's help, we can get a tight rein on it.
Welcome to A Word from God with your host and teacher, James Lindley.
The topic of this episode is the book of James, chapter 3.
Hi, this is Misha Pelkey, and before we get started, I want to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. Drop him a line via email at james@awordfromgod.net. That email again is james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. That address again is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri, 65801. This is a listener-supported ministry and relies on your generous financial support. Now here's your host and teacher, James Lindley.
We're in the book of James, chapter 3, and this chapter deals strictly with the power of the tongue and taming the tongue. You know, one of the most dangerous weapons I believe that man has ever been given is his tongue. With a person's tongue, they can curse a person's life or they can bless a person's life. And you've all heard the verse that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Well, James is going to tell us exactly why we should tame our tongue. And the benefits of taming our tongue far outweigh anything that you could ever imagine. And if you can learn to tame your tongue, blessings will flow not only from your life, but to others as well. Let's begin now in the book of James, chapter 3, starting with verse 1. My brothers, be not many teachers, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. James is telling us here that, first of all, if you're going to open your mouth to teach people, you better know that you're going to be held to a higher accountability. See, a person who doesn't speak or teach the truth, especially the gospel's truth, can influence many people. If you get a pastor in front of a congregation teaching a false doctrine, he is spreading lies through the people that are listening to him. And on the day of judgment, that person will be held to a higher accountability in front of God. So if you're going to be a teacher of God's word, know now that you're going to be held to a higher accountability, that your words that you speak pertaining to God and his word must be true. Now that's important because sometimes people are teaching things that they believe to be true. But when we are preaching God's word, we should know what we are teaching, or we should hold our tongue. And in verse 2, he says that if a man is able to bridle his tongue, why, he's got the whole body in check. You know, the tongue is a small little muscle, but it is a mighty little muscle, and it can get you into a lot of trouble. But used properly, it can keep you from a lot of trouble, and in some cases, save you from a lot of trouble. Verse 3, behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, wherever the governor wants. James is putting into contrast that such a small device can control such a large object. Horses are very powerful animals, yet a single bit in their mouth will tell them where to go, left, right, forward, stop, backwards. And a ship, even though it's great and mighty, is being steered by a very small device. So the tongue does for the body. If we can control our tongue, we can have control over our lives. And in many cases, we can have control over somebody else's life. Now, I'm not promoting to control anybody's life, but did you know that as a parent, as a spouse, as a friend, as a loved one, you have a responsibility to control your tongue in regards to how you speak to the people around you. If you don't have control of your tongue, you can hurt somebody. You can destroy lives. You have a mighty weapon inside of your mouth, but you have a mighty blessing as well. And through that little muscle, through that tongue, you can change lives for the better. But be careful, because without control, you can destroy lives. Verse 5, even so the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. So James is telling us that even though it's a little member, it can boast of great things. And he also says that with a little fire, a blaze can start. You know, fires are started with a spark. The tongue can speak something so tiny, yet destroy an entire life or a family, even a generation of people. Think about it. What comes out of your mouth? Is it blessings or is it destruction? And then he goes on to say that the tongue is a fire. And once it gets going, it's hard to control. It gets out of control. You know, fire spreads. So you could speak a lie or a hurtful word, and that word passes on to other people, and it just ignites a fire of iniquity. So we must be careful. Now, the same is true with blessings. You can speak a word of encouragement into somebody's life, and that can spread like a fire too. Verse 7, for every kind of beasts and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Again, he's saying that we have dominion over all creatures, but we cannot control our tongue. And why is that? Because it is an unruly evil, and it's full of deadly poison. If you don't check your tongue before you open your mouth, you could be in some deep trouble or cause deep trouble for other people. Verse 9, therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which we are made after the image of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not so to be. We can bless God in one moment, yet curse a man in the next. Yet man is made in the likeness of God. What are we thinking when we go to God and we give him praise and blessings and we go out and we curse our fellow man? The tongue needs to be tamed, and we shouldn't be double-minded, if you will, with our tongue. We should speak of good things with our tongues. Verse 11, does a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh? So he's putting in the contrast that your tongue should speak only blessings or only evil. But why does it do both? Because it is untamed. It should be picking between the one of the two. Hopefully, as a Christian, you would be picking the blessings that your tongue would be speaking. Verse 13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Understand that when you start to speak things out of your mouth that are not truthful, that are hurtful, that are deceiving, that comes from the devil. Jesus said that the devil is the father of all lies, and he is a thief and he's a murderer. And a person who is speaking lies is speaking the devil's words. And that is what James is saying. It is not of God when we start speaking hurtful, deceitful things. We have to come to God and pray that He will show us the true words to be speaking out of our mouths. And we need to concentrate and think before we speak. Now, in the book of James, chapter 1, he talks about being quick to listen and slow to speak. One of the most important things that a person can do in their life is to shut their mouth and to listen before they speak. That's why God gave us two ears and one mouth. I will tell you something. If you're the kind of person who is thinking of other things while someone else is speaking, if you're the kind of person who is thinking up an answer before the other person is finished speaking, you're not listening. You're not listening. If you are opening your mouth, interrupting people, you're not listening. If you're not thinking about what the other person said before you speak, and not listening adds up to not taming the tongue. The tongue wants to talk, and you, as its owner, have got to put it into check. You know, the Bible's got a lot to say about the tongue, and there's a good reason for it. And we're going to get to that here in a moment. Verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. James is clearly saying that if you want the right words to say, look for these traits in the word. They should be full of mercy. They should be full of good fruits, which means that they're peaceful, they're loving, they're patient. They don't have partiality, and they don't have hypocrisy in them. And he also says here in verse 18 that the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So with your tongue, if you are speaking peaceful words, you have the fruit of righteousness inside of you, because God is the God of peace. He made peace with us through Jesus Christ. Anyone who has come to Jesus has made peace with God. That is His peace offering to us. If you have not made peace through Jesus Christ with God, then God's anger and God's judgment is resting upon you. I'm not saying this. This is what the Bible says. And so when we speak peace out of our mouths, we are speaking righteousness. It is what God wants for us. I can't tell you how many times my tongue has got me into trouble. And I'm sure that if you look back into your life, you can say the same. I went to the movies with my son one afternoon. And prior to going to the movies, I came across Proverbs 13:3. And it reads, "He that keeps his mouth keeps his life, but he that opens wide his lips shall have destruction." Now, we went to the movies, and sitting next to us was a woman with her small child. I think he must have been about maybe 4 years old. And he kept kicking my chair, kicking the chair in front of him. He was kind of swinging his feet back and forth. And after a while, it became a little annoying, but I held my tongue. Later in the movie, he started fidgeting. And he started getting up, and there was a woman sitting in front of this child in the row in front of us. And he kept bumping her chair, and I noticed that he was tugging at her ponytail. And this went on for quite a while, and this child was also elbowing me, getting up, walking in front of me. His mother was doing nothing about it. I admit I was getting annoyed, but I held my tongue. I kept thinking about that proverb. I don't know why it was coming to my mind at the time. But I was soon to find out. The woman sitting in front of us had had enough, and she turned around in her seat, and she said to the lady, "Your child keeps pulling my ponytail, and I want it to stop now." Well, obviously, the mother of the child was mentally disturbed, because she rose up from her seat, and she struck this woman in the nose until the woman began to bleed. And the whole audience in that row got up astounded at what was going on. And the mother of the child proceeded to strike the woman even more until somebody had pulled her off of this woman until the woman tried to make her escape. Now, if that would have been me that had opened my mouth, I could have been attacked by this mad woman. But I had the word of God inside of me, bridling my tongue. And I have to say, my friends, you yourself cannot control your tongue. It's through the Holy Spirit. You need to read your word. You need to meditate on it, and you need to obey it. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now, does that mean that anything that you say is going to happen in your life? Do you have magical powers in your tongue? I've heard of people believing that that's what this verse means. Let me tell you what this verse means. A parent who scolds their child wrongfully, who slanders their children, who says negative words towards their children, will have a child grow up with low self-esteem. And that will kill that child's self-image of themselves. And that is the power of death that a person has in their tongue. However, a parent who talks blessings to their child, who talks positive to their child, that gives them the power of life for their child's self-image. A person who talks bad about another person, wrongfully so, they can destroy that person's life. I'm talking about people who gossip and talk about rumors that they don't even know are true or not. And even if they are true, why are people spreading these things? They are destroying people's lives. That is the power of the tongue. However, you could speak a good word about somebody and you can lift them up, and that is the power of life. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Why would anybody want to destroy another person's life by their words? Why speak negativity when you can speak life into somebody? The Bible tells us that the tongue of the wise person promotes health, that truthful lips will be established forever, and that a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, which means basically you're going to have peace in your soul. You should always let your words be with grace, but yet seasoned with salt. Don't overdo it. Don't talk somebody up for the sake of talking them up. The Bible teaches us that the speech of the righteous is a well of life. We can bring life to people. Just witnessing about Jesus Christ is a perfect example of that. The Bible teaches us that soft answers towards somebody turns away wrath. You don't always have to answer somebody's negativity with negativity. You don't always have to answer an insult with an insult. If a person says something bad about you, love them all the more. There's a greater reward in heaven for loving your enemies than there are for those who love you. And again, the Bible teaches us that if we guard our mouths, we preserve our own lives. I guarded my mouth in that movie theater, and I was kept from violence. However, if you're a person who can't keep their mouth in check, you could stir up anger. You could open up a well of destruction into your life. You could be working for Satan and be a Christian and not even know it because your mouth is not in control. Satan loves it when he can get a Christian saying the wrong things. That's why I tell Christians, read your Bible. Don't believe everything that I tell you. And don't believe everything that a teacher of the word tells you, but check it with the word of God. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying distrust your pastor. I'm not saying distrust me. I'm saying that if you want to speak the right words of truth from God's word, you need to get it from the source. You need to get into your own Bible. You need to study it, meditate on it, believe it, get it in your heart, have a real relationship with God, a living relationship, a growing, dynamic relationship, and speak the words that God gives you, knowing that they're from Him. Because you don't want to go around teaching false doctrines. You don't want to turn on your TV or your radio and hear somebody teaching you something that is not true, and then you go spread it, because that is not responsible. You want to be a responsible Christian, and being responsible begins with your words. Jesus saves us through His words. Peter told Jesus, where would they go if they weren't with Jesus? Because Jesus has the words to everlasting life. And the book of John declares Jesus as the Word. So when we speak the true Word of God, we are speaking righteously. And if you want the true Word of God in your life right now, living inside of your heart, directing your paths with truth and bridling your tongue, then I would like to ask you to say this prayer with me now. It is the biggest and best decision that you will ever make. Ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. Say this simple prayer and mean it in your heart, and God's Holy Spirit will come to live inside of you. Lord Jesus, forgive me for all of my sins. I believe you died on the cross for me. I repent of my sins, and I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you to come in. Wash and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. I turn my back on sin, and I want to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just said that prayer and you meant it in your heart, you are now in the family of God. If you know a Christian, tell them about your decision. Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. Tell them. Ask them about a church that you could get involved in. You should also pray to God and ask Him to direct your paths now that you're in His family, and He will. You will have to find a church to join, and you will have to get yourself a Bible, and you will have to pray daily. Don't be afraid. This is a new relationship that you're going to have with God, and He will be with you every step of the way. He promises so. And remember, taming the tongue is the most important part of the body. And remember, that little tongue is the most important thing that you have to proclaim life into others or destroy it. And remember, your tongue is the giver or taker of life, the builder or the destroyer. It's your choice how you want to use it. Pray every day that God will tame it. Pray every day that God will steer your tongue, because man cannot tame it, but the Holy Spirit working through you can. Fill yourself with the Word of God. Read His Word daily. Use that tongue to talk to Him and fellowship with others, and watch God work a mighty work in your life. And you know, God is the true worker in our lives. We can't change ourselves, nor can other people change us. We have to have God's Holy Spirit to do the work for us. And with His Holy Spirit, we can not only tame our tongues, but we can be used to change other people with the Holy Spirit working through us. Give some thought today. Think about somebody who could use a good word coming out of your mouth. It could be your spouse. It could be a coworker. It could be a family member, a loved one. It could be a complete stranger off the street. Whoever it is, whoever it may be, they will appreciate a good word from you. But when you say those good words, be sure that they're truthful. Be sure that you're not speaking those good words for the sake of speaking them. Think about the people who are in your life right now, and think about the things that you appreciate about those people, and give them a compliment, and speak those things to them. Speak the good things that you notice about your coworker, your friend, your loved ones. Don't just tell your wife that she's beautiful. Tell her why she's beautiful to you. Don't just tell a friend that they're a good friend. Tell them why they're a good friend. Your words carry more power than you could ever imagine. And even though James tells us that we can't really ever completely control our tongue, with the Holy Spirit's help, we can get a tight rein on it. And remember, when you say something, you can never take it back. Words have a longevity about them. They don't just go away, good or bad. They can linger on for years, and they can make an impact that you may never have imagined. So just be careful with your words. And remember, sweet words that are meant from the heart can grow and nurture, but a harsh word can tear down and destroy. And as a Christian, we should all be building up, building in the lives of others. And remember that it's with words that we proclaim the gospel of Christ.
This is Misha again to remind you that James loves hearing from his listeners. You can contact him via email at james@awordfromgod.net. Again, that's james@awordfromgod.net. Or write to James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. Again, that address is James Lindley Ministries, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. And be sure to visit us online at www.awordfromgod.net. Again, that's www.awordfromgod.net. We have every episode of A Word from God archived online where you can easily listen to them. You can also subscribe to our feed and download the MP3 versions of A Word from God to enjoy at any time. There's even a section online that explains salvation. And if you know someone who isn't saved and wants to know more, just send them a link to the website. You just might be saving their eternal life by doing so. This is a listener-supported ministry and relies on your generous financial support. For any donation amount that you send, we will send you a free copy of the DVD, Praise and Promises. This video features a collection of paraphrased Bible promises that will help you start your day with praise and worship and will ignite your love for God in a refreshing new perspective. Sit back and relax to Bible scriptures covering four topics of God's Word. The topics are God's love, praising God, salvation, and the names of God. Each scripture is displayed atop beautiful scenes of nature which portray the goodness of God. In addition, a soothing soundtrack of relaxing, inspirational music plays in the background as each scripture appears on screen. Because the scriptures are paraphrased in the first person, they feel more personalized, helping you to sense God's presence as He draws near to you in His Word. Again, this video will be sent to you absolutely free when you donate any amount to this ministry. Donate online at www.awordfromgod.net or send your donations to James Lindley Ministries, Attention Donations, P.O. Box 8082, Springfield, Missouri 65801. I'm Misha Pelkey for A Word from God.
And I'm James Lindley, and I want to thank you for listening. And I pray that God will bless you immensely from this message.